Monday right here at KGNU 88.5 Boulder, Denver, or listen anytime at kgnu.org/outsources. Hope to see you next week.
We're coming up now. It's about a half minute after 7 o'clock on a Monday evening. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Up at Nederland, we're on 93.7 FM, and we're live online everywhere at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for the Opera Box.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener members, and by the Colorado Music Festival, presenting the Song of the Earth with Grammy Award-winning mezzo-soprano Kelly O'Connor and tenor Richard Cox, performing Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde and Debussy Nocturnes, Thursday, August 4th at 7:30 p.m. Details at coloradomusic.org.
Nessun lo sa.
La felice vola bella, la felice fiori, vola bella fiori, la felice fiori.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Tonight, my playlist exposes the truth behind conspiracies in opera, that is, where several characters plan dastardly or hilarious misdeeds, such as the two husbands and their cynical friend conspiring to prove the infidelity of women in Mozart's Così fan tutte.
E ghiaccini di vecchi.
Bene, udite, ma senza andare in collera.
Qual prova avete voi? And other examples by Puccini, Verdi, and Wagner. Take your paranoia medication and join me for tonight's Opera Box.
Analogia d'umor, immutare carattere, proteste,
giuramenti,
pianti,
sospiri.
Svenimenti, lasciatemi un po' ridere.
Cospetto, finite di deriderci.
Pian piano.
E se toccar con mano, oggi vi fo che come l'altro è solo.
Non si può dar?
Non è.
Giochiamo?
Giochiamo.
100 zecchini?
E 1000 se volete.
Parola? Parolissima.
E un cenno, un motto, un gesto, giurate di non far di tutto questo alle vostre Penelope.
Giuriamo!
Da soldati in dolore!
Da soldati in onore!
E tutto quel farete che io vi dirò di fare!
Tuttissimo!
Bravissimi!
Bravissimo! Signor Don Alfonsetto! A spese vostre, or ci divertiremo!
E le 100 zecchini che faremo!
Una bella sera!
Anch'io dei convitati.
the cynical philosopher Don Alfonso conspires with Ferrando and Guglielmo to lasciviously test the fidelity of the two men's wives. Their plan will backfire. From Mozart's comedy Così fan tutte, everyone is like that. And we heard Michel Pertusi as Don Alfonso, Frank Leprado as Ferrando, and Olaf Barr as Guglielmo. And Georg Scholti conducted the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Well, we're 6 minutes, coming up on 7 minutes after 7 o'clock this evening. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist featuring operatic conspiracies. According to the dictionary, a conspiracy is a secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful. And that certainly applies to my operatic examples tonight. Humiliation, fraud, lust, murder. Whether the plan is discovered, successful or foiled, the outcome is usually tragic or comic. But in this next example, a plot to kill the king is discovered, and the outcome is neither tragic or comic. In Verdi's four-act opera Ernani, King Carlos is somewhat tyrannical, usurping the lands of other noblemen. The bandit Ernani, a sort of Robin Hood, has agreed to help in the overthrow of Carlos. Meanwhile, Carlos has reflected on his rule, and he's realized that he must be more benevolent. So in this scene from Act 3, Ernani and the other conspirators are discovered. At first, King Carlos calls for the execution of the conspiring nobleman, but Ernani explains that he is really Count Don Juan of Aragon, whose lands had been taken. And Carlos' intended queen, Elvira, pleads on their behalf. And Carlos pardons the conspirators. From Act 3 of Ernani by Verdi.
stringerò, tutti cadrete. Al volgo si divida, solo chi è conte o duca, rigiol sia il volgo, a nobili la score.
Oh, my God.
King Carlos, realizing he's been too dictatorial, pardons the noblemen who were conspiring to overthrow him after he catches them in the act of conspiracy. From Act 3 of Verdi's Ernani, we heard Carlo Bergonzi as Ernani and Leontine Price as Elvira. Thomas Shippers conducted the Italian Opera Orchestra and Chorus in a classic RCA recording. 24 and a half minutes after 7. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. This is Ron Nadell with a playlist of operatic conspiracies. This next example is interesting because the conspiracy is actually manipulated as part of a larger evil plan. Now, you've heard me talk about Wagner's four-part opera series, The Nibelung's Ring. In Act 2 of the fourth opera, The Twilight of the Gods, it appears that Brunhilde has been betrayed by her husband, Siegfried. It seems that he's fallen in love with another woman, Gertrune, sister of Gunther, the leader of the Gibichung clan. And Gunther suspects his friendship has been betrayed by Siegfried in the meantime. So in this scene from Act 2, Brunhilde is overcome with anguish and anger and disbelief. Hagen, Gunther's half-brother, says he will help her get revenge. She tells Hagen he'd be no match for Siegfried. But Hagen suggests that they plan a hunting trip the next day where Siegfried will be killed in an accident. At first, Gunther isn't eager for revenge, but egged on by Hagen, the three of them conspire to murder Siegfried. Brunhilde and Gunther are unaware. They're simply pawns in Hagen's bigger plan to get Siegfried's all-powerful ring. From The Twilight of the Gods.
Sein. Wo sind Siegfried, der dich betrug.
Ein Siegfried, du! Ein einziger Blick seines blitzenden Auges, das selbst durch die Lügengestalt leuchtend strahlt.
Speere spart ihn sein Bein.
Eid! Eid! Und war ein Eid müßiger Acht. Noch Speer beim Speer, deinen Speer zu waffnen, willst du den Speer zu bespielen?
Wollten ich Siegfried siegen der Kraft, mich mehr im Kampf erzufällen, drum raune nun du mir guten Rat, wie doch der Recken er mich.
Oh, Dank, schändlichster Lohn. Nicht eine Kunst war mir bekannt, wie zu meinem Thank you.
gewinnst von ihm du den Ring, den der Tod ihm wohl nur entreißt. Es
Brunhilde and Gunther are pawns in Hagen's plan to acquire Siegfried's all-powerful ring, and together they conspire to murder him. From The Twilight of the Gods, Gutter Dammerung by Richard Wagner, we heard the evil-sounding bass Gottlob Frick as Hagen, the bewildered baritone Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau as Gunther, and of course the incomparable Birgit Nilsson as Brunhilde. Georg Schulte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. And it's about 18 minutes now before 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist of operatic conspirators. But be sure to stick around because I'll be your host on a Classic Monday. And my playlist will pay homage to the Finnish composer Aino Juhani Rautavaara, who passed away last Wednesday. That'll be at 8 p.m. this evening on a Classic Monday. Well, returning now to conspiracies, the next two conspiracies are both from very clever comedies. Puccini's opera trilogy, Il Trittico, contains three one-act operas, two tragedies, and one comedy. But all three are about the gray area between punishment and reward. The third opera is one of the third opera of the group is the comedy Gianni Schicchi. In long ago Florence, rich old Boso Donati has died, with his relatives gathered around his bed to pay their respects. Actually, they've come out of self-interest to learn of their inheritances in his will. But they learn that he has given everything to a monastery. The only person who is truly saddened at the death of Donati is the young distant cousin Rinuccio. He's poor, and he's in love with Loretta. Well, she implores her father, the clever Gianni Schicchi, to help them. And in the scene we're going to hear, Schicchi, after reading the contents of the will, gets an idea. No one knows Donati is dead yet. So he tells the family to summon the notary. He will lay in bed, dress as the old man, imitate his voice from behind the bed curtains, and dictate a new will. The family bursts out with admiration on this ingenious plan, and they burst out with their demands for part of Donati's inheritance. Things won't turn out exactly as any of them expected. From Gianni Schicchi.
Signore del notaio, messer notaio, presto! Via da Boso Donati, c'è un gran peggioramento! Vuol fare testamento, portate su con voi le pergamene, presto messere se no peccarmi! E il notaio viene, entra, la stanza è semioscura, mentre il letto intravede di muso la figura. In testa la cappellina, al viso la cappellina, fra cappellina e mezz'aria un naso che per quello riposo invece il mio e che il posto riposo ci sono io
cose migliori. Ah, capisco, capisco, perché sono il più vecchio e sono stato podestà, fucecchio, volete darli a me, io vi ringrazio.
The wily Johnny Skeeky conspires with the family of rich old Bosso Donati to alter the old man's will. When the time comes, Johnny Skeeky alters the will so that he gets all the inheritance. From Johnny Skeeky by Giacomo Puccini, we heard Fernando Correia, the great bass baritone, as Johnny Skeeky. Lamberto Gardelli conducted the orchestra of the Maggio Musicale of Florence in a classic Decca recording. Our last conspiracy is actually a triple conspiracy, as only Shakespeare could devise. Verdi's three-act opera Falstaff is based on Shakespeare's Merry Wives of Windsor. The corpulent old Falstaff plotted to gain the attentions and financial support of two wealthy women, Alice Ford and Meg Page, and he sent them both identical love letters, not knowing that they were close friends. Well, they discover his lecherous plan, and in this scene from Act 3, they conspire with their husbands to plan their revenge. They say they'll invite Falstaff to what he thinks will be a midnight tryst in the woods, but dressed as supernatural creatures of the forest, they'll ambush him. Well, when the women leave the conspiracy plot, Alice's husband then conspires with his friend, Dr. Caius. Ford wants his daughter, Nanetta, to marry the wealthy doctor and plans to take advantage of everyone being in disguise that night to stage a wedding. But the wives have a plan of their own, unknown to the men, to similarly arrange for Ford's daughter to marry young Fenton, the man she truly loves, instead. A lot of conspiring from Verdi's opera Falstaff.
Sorgo gli spiriti vagabondi a fronte.
s'avanza livido, il passo converge al tronco vesalo. L'anima brava spuca le fate, sulla fronte gerge due corna lunghe, lunghe.
Brava! Quelle corna saranno la mia gioia.
Festa verrete a me, col volto ricoperto, e sarà.
conspiracies within conspiracies. The wives Alice Ford and Meg Page conspire with their husbands to teach Falstaff a lesson, but the men have a conspiracy to marry Nanetta Ford to Dr. Caius, while the women have a conspiracy to let Nanetta marry her lover Fenton. Well, we heard Rosalind Elias, Ilva Ligabue, Mirella Freni, Giulietta Simonato, and Robert Merrill, John Lanigan, and Alfredo Kraus, with Georg Scholti conducting the RCA Italian Opera Orchestra, another classic recording of Verdi's Falstaff. Well, that concludes my playlist of operatic conspiracies. This is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you for joining me, and stay tuned for me and a classic Monday with my homage to Aino Juhani Rautavaara.
Relaxing with friends, family, fellow KGNU members over delicious food. The KGNU dinners are a wonderful community experience. We have a few spots left for the August 10th arugula dinner. We'd love to include you for as little as $15 a month support of KGNU. The 5-course menu and paired wines are listed on our website. Vegans and vegetarians, welcome. Call 303-449-4885 or mention the dinner on our donate page at kgnu.org.
It's about a half minute after 8 o'clock this evening. On a Monday evening, you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and live online everywhere at kgnu.org. It's time for the Opera Box. Well, good evening and welcome everyone to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and tonight my playlist pays homage to the life and career of Finnish composer Aino Juhani Rautavaara, who passed away last week at the age of 87. His music is a direct link to Jean Sibelius, but took Finnish classical music into the 20th century and beyond with works such as his Third Symphony. And we're going to listen to some of his choral music, his Eighth Symphony, his Second Piano Concerto, and his very evocative Cantus Arcticus, and his Manhattan Trilogy. Please join me for tonight's tribute to Rautavaara.